All right, we are in Psalm number 108 at saka Psalm number 109. So dalawang psalms ang titingnan natin ngayong gabi. So go over to Psalm number 108. Yung Psalm 108, as I was looking at it and studying it, I noticed that this is the prayer of a heart that is fixed. Na pag sinabing fixed sa Ingles, baka ang iniisip ninyo yung inayos, yung fix. Pero hindi yan ang ibig sabihin ng word fix. Pwede rin ibig sabihin ng word fix, pwede yung matatag. Firm, established, steadfast. And so that's the idea of the word fix. So I notice Psalm 108 is the prayer of a heart that is fixed, or the fixed heart. And then Psalm 109, on the other hand, is the prayer of a wounded heart. A wounded heart. So makikita mo yan sa verse 22, yung Psalm 109, verse 22. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. How do you pray when your heart is broken or wounded? All it takes is a bad news. Just one news, and your entire day, your entire life could collapse. All could change in one day. The prayer of a wounded heart, Psalm 109. So, but the interesting thing, as I was looking at 108 and 109, is whether your heart is fixed or whether your heart is wounded, the prayer is the same. And so, makikita natin dito yung reaction and prayers of a fixed heart, an established heart, a solid heart. And I hope that's your heart tonight. But we also see in 109 the wounded heart. And even if you have a wounded heart, the prayer and the praises are the same. So let's look into these things. Psalm 108, the prayer of a heart that is fixed. Psalm 108. We'll just go ahead and read the first verse, and then we'll pray and ask God to help us. Psalm 108, verse number 1, a song or psalm of David. O God, my heart is fixed, and I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God and how it speaks to our hearts and how it addresses the heart. And I certainly pray, God, that we would all have fixed hearts. We would all have established, solid, firm hearts. But even if we have wounded hearts, we certainly pray that we would give you praise, honor, and glory, that we would continually praise you despite the circumstances and the trials and the trauma of the things that we have experienced or will experience or is experiencing at this time. We ask that you bless us, Lord, bless your word, and we trust your Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So Psalm number 108, medyo maikli naman siya. Makikita natin, so the first five verses are a repetition. David had already mentioned verses 1 and 5 in a previous psalm, Psalm number 57. So bahagi ng unang bahagi ng Psalm 108 ay nabanggit na ni David noong Psalm 57. And then from 6 to 13, Psalm 108 is again a repetition of a portion of Psalm number 60, yet another Psalm of David. So, the Holy Spirit obviously told David to take a song from a previous psalm and another section of another psalm and put them together and form the prayer of a heart that is fixed. And so, let's look at that. What does it mean to have a fixed heart? So, a song or psalm of David. So, si David ang nag-compose nito. Siya ang nagsulat ng Psalm 108. Sabi niya, my heart is fixed. Ibig sabihin ng fixed, firm, determination, determined, resolved, unshakable, steadfast, established. established. At yan talaga ang dulong wakas ng sanctification natin. Nais ng Diyos na lahat tayo, na kanyang mga anak, ay magkaroon ng puso na matatag. A heart that is fixed. That no matter what the situation is, our heart is fixed and solid and standing on the Lord. Relying on Him. Singing His praises, even though the situation doesn't allow us to sing His praises. And there may be a situation that it doesn't look good. But we have to learn to sing praises and thanksgiving to God anyway. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. What was the glory of David? Probably music. Kasi musical si David. He's not just the psalmist. He's not just the shepherd. He's not just the king. But he's also a musician. He's the psalmist, the sweet psalmist of Israel. And I'm sure he would be very musical. And so what does he do with the gift that God has given him? He uses the gift that God gives him to bring glory to God. And so kung ano yung ability na binigay sa iyo ng Diyos, gamitin mo yon para sa glory ng Panginoon. And so if God gifted you with a talent or an ability, then your gift to God is the use of that talent or ability in His church for today, for this dispensation. So verse number 2, awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. Oh, Sidi, yung maaga na gumising para mag-pray at sumamba sa Diyos, naging ugali ba ninyo yon? Try nyo yon. Try it. Get up early and praise and thank God and walk with the Lord early. Bakit? Kasi doon tayo kumukuha ng strength para sa araw. Sapat na sa araw na ito yung evil na nasa araw na yan. Pero nandiyan ba yung grasya ng Diyos? Kung hindi natin hinanap yung grasya ng Diyos para sa araw na ito, matatalo tayo. Hindi magiging matatag yung puso natin. You see, so walking with God early anticipates the evil for the day. And so walk with God, praise Him and walk with Him. Verse 3, I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations. So, kailangan alam ng tao na ikaw ay Kristiyano. Huwag mong itago sa iyong mga classmates na ikaw ay Kristiyano. The best thing na magagawa mo, sa umpisa pa lang, sabihin mo na, ako ay Kristiyano. Para mamasdan nila kung paano dapat ang ugali ng Kristiyano hindi nakikisama sa kabulukan at kamunduhan at kaguluhan ng mundo. Verse 4, For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. But bino mo, gaano kalaki ang awa ng Diyos? It's great above the heavens. Plural. So ilan yung heavens sa Bible? Tatlo. May sky, tapos merong firmament sa taas, kung saan yung buwan, between, mga planets, mga stars. Tapos, yung third heaven, yung trono ng Diyos. The throne room of God. And God's mercy covers everything. It's the mercy of God. And we should be thankful for the mercy of God. And His truth reaches unto the clouds, yung katotohanan ng Diyos. Do you pray for mercy? Do you pray for truth? Yung truth, kahit masakit, ito ay nakakalaya. Kung tanggapin natin yung truth. As long as it's true. We don't fear the truth. We allow the truth. We embrace the truth. And the truth makes us free. So be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. So, ang prayer ng isang puso na matatag ay, Ikaw, Panginoon, ay maluwalhati. Ikaw ang ma-exalted above the heavens, and thy glory above the earth. So, yung mata ng tao na matatag ang kanyang puso ay palaging nasa Diyos. And everything around, everything else is a distraction. to the praise and the glory of God. Watch out for things in this world that steal the praise of God.
Ingatan mo na huwag nakawin ng mundo yung pagpupuri na dapat na ibigay sa Panginoon.
All right? That's a firm heart's prayer. Verse number 6. So verse number 6 hanggang verse 13, yung ikalawang bahagi nitong psalm na ito, ipapakita ng Diyos kay David na sasakupin ng Diyos lahat ng kaaway ng Israel. So dun sa green notebook, you have your green notebook. Tingnan mo, ito yung Bible maps and geography at saka facts and figures ng pinag-aaralan natin. So, page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Page 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Page 6. Makikita mo yung map ng Israel. Page 6. Yung ika-anim na pahina. Bilangin mo sa simula. Sa umpisa, bumilang ka ng anim. Yan. Light. Ayun. Tingnan mo yung map ng Israel. 6th page from the start. You got it? Did you find it? Nakikita nyo? 6 pages. Okay? Ika-anim na page. The 6th page. Okay, the map of Israel. Yeah. No? There's one more. 6th march. Nandiyan kayo? Okay, yan. All right, so look at verse number 6. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. So ang Diyos ang nagsasalita dito. God is speaking here. He says, I will divide Shechem. Where is Shechem? Okay, makikita mo yung Shechem sa gitna ng number 5 at saka number 10. You see in your map in the middle, between 5 and 10, ayan ang Shechem. So sabi ng Diyos, hahatiin ko yung Shechem. He will divide Shechem. Shechem was an enemy to Israel, to the Jews. And God's gonna divide them. Sabi niya, and meet out the valley of Sukkoth. Saan yung Sukkoth? Okay, nakikita mo yung Jordan River sa gitna? Sa ilalim ng Jordan, you see, where Jordan is, the river, there is Sukkoth. May question mark nga lang kasi hindi sure kung dyan talaga yung Sukkoth. But that's another village, another valley that God is going to meet out. God's going to destroy them. Tingnan mo yung Gilead, verse 8, Gilead is mine. Saan ang Gilead? Hindi naka-label yung Gilead dito. Pero yung Gilead ay nasa number 6. You see where number 6 is? Tsaka number 7. Ayun, Ramoth Gilead. That's where Gilead is. Number 7. Number 7. Gilead. Do you see number 7? Okay. So, konting geography lang ha, para makita natin. So, David was referencing valleys and cities and regions that God's going to destroy. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the strength of mine head. So yung Manasseh, nasa gitna. Oh. Manasseh West, sa taas ng number 5. Manasseh West. Oh. Tapos yung Ephraim, number 3. Sa taas ng number 3, Ephraim. Ito naman, mga region. Manasseh, Ephraim. Nakikita nyo? Do you see that? Okay, alright. So, geography ito, ha? Bible geography. And it says here, Judah is my lawgiver. Judah. Saan si Judah? Ayun, oh, sa tabi ng number 1, Judah. Do you see that? Judah. And there's another place here. Moab is my washpot. Ayun yung Moab. Sa katabi ng Dead Sea. That's Moab. Tapos, there's one more place. Moab is my washpot. Philistia, will I triumph? Ayun ang Philistia, oh. Sa coastal plain, yung Philistia. Do you see that? Okay, so there's a geographic geographic location for Philistia. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom?
Saan ang Edom? O yun sa ilalim mo, Edom, katabi ng Moab.
Moab and Edom. And so you see, wilt thou not, O God, who has cast us off, wilt thou not, O God, go forth with our host? So, anong ibig sabihin ito? What does it mean that David is showing us all these geographic locations? What it's saying is, nakapalibot sa Israel yung mga kaaway ng Israel. So, kahit na nakapalibot yung mga kaaway ng Israel, gagawa pa rin ng Diyos ng paraan para iligtas ang Israel sa kanyang mga kaaway. So, even though sometimes we are surrounded by our enemies, God has plans to deliver and save and help us. So, we can have firm, fixed hearts, even though we're surrounded by situation and enemy, because God will deliver. God will help. And we have to trust in Him and believe in Him. Can God deliver us from Edom and Moab and Shechem and Sukkoth and Gilead and Philistia? Yes, He can, because He is Almighty God. What's the problem? We need our hearts fixed on the Lord. So whenever we hear bad news, that heart fixed is challenged. It's challenged. Are we gonna believe the bad report, or are we gonna fix our heart on the Lord? That's the challenge for every day. It's not just for today, it's for tomorrow and for the subsequent days ahead. The Christian life is challenged to fix your heart upon the Lord, despite the circumstances around us. Verse number 12. Give us help from trouble. Yan ang prayer ng fixed heart. This is how you know your heart is fixed on the Lord. You ask God for help. You ask God for help. And do you do that? I hope you do. Bakit? Why do we ask God for help? Tingnan mo, sabi, for vain is the help of man. Palpak pala ang tulong ng tao. And so, ang first response ng heart na matatag, pag nakarinig siya ng bad news, tumakbo tayo sa Panginoon. We run to the Lord and we ask God for help. It's a life of prayer. Tingnan mo ang kapalpakan ng tao. Psalm 146. Go to Psalm number 146. I want you to see the utter failure of man. It shouldn't be hard to see in Scripture, but Psalm 146, verse number 3. Psalm 146, verse number 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Verse number 4. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So, rather than trusting in God, people trust in people. And the Bible teaches us, no, vain is the help. Vain is the help of man. Ang tunay na tulong talaga ay galing sa Diyos. And so, what about the doctors, the experts? Sometimes they're not always helpful. And we have to trust in the Lord. And even though we agree with the doctor and implement their changes and things of that nature, you still have to trust in the Lord. Because sometimes they prescribe something and 5 years later, it says it's carcinogenic or cancerous. That's the dumbest thing on earth. But it happens. And so when we go under the care of a doctor, we ask the Lord, give the doctor wisdom. Give the doctor strength. Give the doctor understanding. You see, why? Because we don't trust in man. We trust in God who helps us through man. So sabi dito, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man.
Pero yung iba, tumatakbo sila sa Egypt para sa kanilang tulong. Go back to Isaiah chapter 31. We saw this last week. Isaiah 31. Sometimes people run to the world for help. And that's one of the worst things you can do is ask the world for their opinion. The best thing to do is find out what God has to say and obey the Lord. Not ask your worldly friends or your worldly family for their opinion. Now, that's really not helpful. Isaiah 31, verse number 3. Look at Isaiah 31, verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh, not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they shall fail together. You see? So, yung humihingi ng tulong, palpak. Yung tumutulong, palpak din. Bakit? Kasi they're from Egypt. They're from the world. So ganyan talaga ang sistema ng mundo natin. Kawawa talaga ang tao na hindi Kristiyano. Na walang Diyos na tumutulong, gumagabay. It's terrible to live life like that. So man is utter failure. So let's look at verse 12 one more time. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Pero tingnan mo yung verse 13. Through God, we shall do valiantly. Ibig sabihin, magkakaroon tayo ng panatag na kaloob. Panatag na loobin. We will do valiantly. We will be courageous. What? Through who? Through man? No. Through God. Through God, we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. So yung mata natin, i-focus talaga natin sa Diyos. It is through God. Hindi ho sa lakas natin. It's very natural to trust in our ability and in our strength and in our resources. It is so unusual to trust in the Lord for His grace and His mercy. Pero ito ang challenge talaga ng Bible. This is biblical challenge to us. Are you going to trust in your strength? In your wisdom? Or are you going to trust in God? In His strength, in His wisdom. And how do you get the wisdom of God? You're in the Bible, you're praying, and you're asking Him for wisdom and strength, you see. And God gives you wisdom. And when He gives you wisdom, use the wisdom that God has given you. So, Psalm 109. Tingnan natin ang laman ng Psalm 109. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. O, tingnan mo. Si David, na-experience niya na manalangin, pero hindi sumasagot ang Diyos. Hold not thy peace. O Lord, huwag kang maging silent sa prayers ko, Lord. Pero naranasan, David experienced the silence of God. And he's asking God not to be silent. He's trusting in God to answer his prayer no matter what happens. So, Why is it seems at times God is silent? Well, it's a challenge. It's a test. Are you going to trust in the Lord even though God seems silent? God doesn't seem to answer the prayer in a way that we think He ought to answer the prayer. But He calls Him the God of my praise, you see. A troubled heart. The challenge is, will you praise God in the middle of trouble? Yan ang challenge. Verse 2, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Pinagsinungalingan si David. So, hindi ho lahat ng tao na nakakausap natin, hindi lahat sila ay nagsasabi ng katotohanan. Meron talagang mga tao sinungaling talaga sa buhay. They are liars. Kaya wag yung isipin, lahat ay napakaganda, lahat ay napakasaya. That's not true. Meron talaga mga sinungaling. They are liars. And you need to watch out for that. Verse 3, they compass me about also with words of hatred. Sometimes words of hatred are worse than physical pain. What people say and how they say it could be very, very hurtful.
and fought against me without a cause, without a cause.
Wala namang dahilan, pero pinagsisinungalingan ako. Hindi ako minamaltrato ako.
Is that possible? David experienced that.
Pero sino talaga ang ultimate na victim sa buhay na minaltrato, pinagsinungalingan, na walang dahilan?
Who is that?
It's Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus experienced the worst thing without a cause. There is no cause to crucify him. There is no cause to lie and to sell him for 30 pieces of silver. There is no cause for any of that. And yet Jesus experienced that.
Look at John chapter 15, verse 25.
Diyan lang muna kayo sa Psalm 109. Babalikan natin yan.
John 15, verse 25, page 928 sa Sample Bible, 928. John chapter 15, page 928. John 15, verse 25.
Tingnan mo ang sabi dito.
John 15, verse 25. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that was written, that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause.
So, you know, without a cause. So Jesus fulfills Psalm 109.
They hated him without a cause.
So for verse number 4, Psalm 109 verse 4, for my love, they are my adversities. But I give myself unto prayer.
So, nagmahal siya. Pero nung minahal niya ang tao, siya pa ang naging kaaway.
That's amazing. But I give myself unto prayer.
Pero anong response ng Panginoon? Anong response ni David? Anong response dapat ng puso na broken and nangangailangan ng tulong?
Prayer.
Prayer.
If your heart is fixed, the response is prayer and praise. If your heart is wounded, their response is prayer and praise. It's the same response, you see. You need to learn that.
Verse number 5. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love.
So siya pa ang isinukli sa kanya yung kasamaan sa kanyang mabubuting ginawa.
And hatred for my love.
Isinukli siya ng puot at galit imbis na pag-ibig, you see.
This is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so David is a type of Christ, a shadow of Christ. And so David experienced this too. But the greatest person to experience all of this is the Lord Jesus Christ. And was Jesus victorious in his sufferings?
Yes, he is.
So he's our example. If Jesus had victory over his suffering, if we allow the Lord to work in our hearts, he will give us victory over our suffering. Even if we suffer without a cause. Usually, though, we have reasons why we suffer. Maybe it's our decision, our choices that have caused our pain and our grief. But still, the Lord is merciful and he's willing to help. But we have to respond in prayer. Respond in prayer.
Now, yung verse 6 hanggang verse 15, ito yung pananalangin ni David na ma-overcome, ma-subo ang kanyang mga kaaway.
And so, let me just start out by saying, these are very heavy words of prayers.
Napaka-tindi nito.
You ever prayed against your enemies?
How does it work?
Well, let's look at verse number 6.
Makinig kayo. Ay, wag mo nang kumain. Mamaya na yan.
Verse number 6. Set thou a wicked man over him.
Whoa.
Lord, here's my enemy. I want you to set a wicked man over him. And let Satan stand at his right hand.
Wow.
That's intense prayer. Allow Satan to work on this guy.
That's intense.
When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. Let his prayer become sin.
Pwede pala yung prayer maging kasalanan? Pwede. Pray ka ng pray, pero hindi mo naman pinapalitan yung ugali mo. Your prayer becomes sin. Lord, i-bless mo ako. Pero pagdating ng Linggo, hindi mo naman i-bless ang Panginoon. You see? Lord, i-bless mo yung pamilya ko. Pero hindi ka naman, yung family mo, wala naman pakialam sa Panginoon. You see? Your prayers can become sin. Let his days be few and let another take his office. That applies to Judas. Tingnan mo yung Acts chapter 1 verse 20. Go to Acts chapter 1. The Holy Spirit applied this to Judas in the New Testament in Acts chapter 1 verse 20. Acts chapter 1, so page 935 sa sample Bible. Page 935 sa sample. 935. Acts chapter 1, verse number 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. So nawa, matapos na yung kanyang opisina. Ano yung opisina na ginampanan ni Judas? He was a what? What office did Judas fulfill? He was more than a disciple. He was one of the 12 apostles. So as an apostle, he was a pastor. Because he had a bishopric. Acts chapter 1 verse 20. Bishopric. Anong ibig sabihin ng bishopric? In the Greek, magi-Greek tayo, episko. Bishop. Pastor yun. Lahat ng mga 12 apostles, they were pastors. And that's why we know the church was established before Pentecost, because when Jesus assigned the 12, he assigned pastors. And Judas had a bishopric and he needed to be replaced in fulfillment to Psalm 109. Verse 8, Psalm 109 verse 8. Let his days be few and let another take his office. You see? Verse number 9. Let his children be fatherless. Whoa. And his wife be a widow. This is intense prayer. But notice, Judas had children and wife. Pastors in the Bible have children and wife. Children, plural. Wife, singular. Hindi katulad ng ibang mga Filipino pastors, ha? Multiple wives. No, he was qualified. But he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 10. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of the desolate places. Let the extortioner, verse 11, catch all that he hath, and let strangers spoil his labor. Hayaan mo, Lord, na yung mabalo ang kanyang asawa. Ibig sabihin, mamatay itong si Judas. Napaka-intense ng prayer na ito. You ever prayed like this? This is hard prayer. But what was it teaching us? Let's finish the section. Verse 12. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Wow. There's none to extend mercy unto him. Neither let there be any favor to his fatherless children, even to his children. Let his posterity be cut off, and the generation following their name be blotted out, removed, taken out of the book of life. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord. Let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Let his memory rot. Look over in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 10, page 577 sa sample Bible. 577. Tingnan mo yung 577. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7.
The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. You see? And the memory of the wicked, then their name is rotting. Now, how could David pray something like this? And who was David referring to? It certainly wasn't Judas, because in David's time, Judas wasn't there. So who was trying to kill David? Who was trying to destroy him and chase him? Who was trying to ruin his life? Saul, you see. And so he was able to pray cursed prayers against Saul because of the wickedness of Saul. Na sa buhay, darating ho tayong lahat sa tinatawag nating trauma. Lahat tayo, dadaan tayo doon. Lahat tayo. Ligtas ka man o hindi ka ligtas. Whether you're a Christian or whether you're unsaved, we will all go through dark, hard, traumatic times. Our hearts are going to be wounded hearts. And there are going to come times when we pray these type of prayers. I hate that person. I wish they were dead. I wish their family evil. It's just the way we are as sinners. But notice, David did not share this with everybody. Now he's sharing it with us. But we never heard this in 1 2 Samuel. We never heard this in any of David's records. Why? Kasi ito ay between David and God. And sometimes, you need to express your feelings to God. And God alone. So when you go through some dark valleys and dark times, it is okay to tell God what you feel. It's not sinful to express your feeling towards the Lord. Only towards God. Not your friend. Not your family. You and God. Verse number 16. And by the way, if you do fit the picture of Judas, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you're a transgressor, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs 13, verse 15. Proverbs 13, 15 says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. So alam mo ang pinakamasaklap sa pagiging makasalanan ng tao? Hindi lang ikaw ang naapektuhan ng kasalanan mo. Naapektuhan din yung pamilya mo, yung mga mahal mo sa buhay. Sila rin naapektuhan sa kasalanan mo. And always remember this. Why is it so hard when people sin against God? Because the way of the transgressor is hard. Judas could have repented. If Judas repented, do you believe Jesus would forgive him? Yes, he would have. But he did not repent. He overcame, he was overwhelmed with sorrow, and he committed suicide. Because he was overwhelmed with sorrow. But the way of the transgressor is hard. All right, verse 16, let's look at Psalm 109, verse 16. Because that he remembered not to show mercy. Ito yung mga dahilan kung bakit the way of the transgressor is hard. These are the reasons why the way of the transgressor is hard. Verse 16. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. So kung hindi ka marunong magpakita ng kapatawaran, huwag mong asahan na patawaran ka ng Diyos. If you don't know how to extend mercy, don't expect mercy from God. Verse 17, and he loved cursing. Oh, well, so let it come to him, as he delighteth not in blessing. So, mahilig siya magmura. Kaya mahilig siya magsalita ng masasama, isuoli mo sa kanya yun, Lord. So let it be far from him. Verse number 18. He clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment. Sinusuot niya yung mga sumpa at yung mga galit at yung mga anger and bitterness and the cursings. He wears it like a garment. Parang sinusuot niya, pinapakita niya sa lahat. Siga siya, mayabang. So let it come into his bowels. Let it enter into him like water. Man, get that sin in him. You like to wear sin? You like to show yourself sinful? Man, drink it. You like smoking? Drink it. Like water. And then like oil into his bones. Yun naman oil, panlabas. So, water is internal. Oil is external. Huh? Ipahid mo sa katawan mo. Huh? Mahilig ka sa kasalanan? Inumin mo. Ipahid mo sa sarili mo. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him for the girdle wherein he is girded continually. So, mahilig ka sa kasalanan, isuot mo. Kasi, buong buhay mo, maging makasalanan na. Verse 20, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord and of them that speak evil against my soul. And now what, Lord? Gantimpalaan mo yung mga gumagawa ng katiwalian. You see? How you treat the Lord is how God is going to treat you. Verse 21. Natatanda natin, David has a wounded heart. David has a wounded heart. And he learns to pray to God and walk with the Lord. Verse 21. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. O isi yung mga kaaway ko, ayaw nila ng awa mo, Lord, gawin mo sa akin yung awa mo. Sa akin mo nilang ibigay. Kasi ayaw nila. Ako, gusto ko. Whatever the enemies don't want, God, do it to me. I love your mercy. I need your help. They may not like it. They curse. They sin. They hate you. I love you. Help me. Do it unto me. For I am poor and needy. You see? Yung spiritual condition ng taong ito is humble. Hindi poor, ibig sabihin walang pera. Yung poor dito, ibig sabihin mapakumbaba. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. You cannot avoid a wounded heart living in a world of sin. We live in a very sinful, evil, dark world. This is not our home. This is not heaven. And while we're in this world, you guarantee your heart was going to get wounded. That's a fact. It's just a question of time. What do you do when the one you love the most dies because of a car accident? That's traumatic. What do you do when you hear the phone ring and the doctor gives you the bad news? That is traumatic. That's hard. To hear the news, that's hard. Verse 23, David was reminded how short his life really is. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. Huh, that's brief. Napakaikli ng buhay. I am tossed up and down as the locust. Katulad ng mga locust. Yan. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Yan ang buhay talaga ng tao. My knees are weak through fasting. My flesh faileth of fatness. Alam mo, sa trauma ng buhay, nakakabawas ng timbang yung trauma ng buhay. Tragedies of life could cause you to lose weight. And I mean not in a healthy way neither. Or, sometimes it causes you to gain weight, not in a healthy way neither. Stress. Verse 25, I became also a reproach unto them. They looked upon me and shake their heads. Ano nangyari sa'yo? They don't understand. You're going through dark times. Pero na-experience yan ni Jesus Christ. Jesus experienced that when He was on the cross. They wagged their heads. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. And verse 39. Page 851. Page 851. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27 verse 39. Matthew 27:39 says, "And they that passed by reviled him." Habang nakapako siya sa krus, they reviled him, wagging their heads. You see? Jesus experienced that in fulfillment to Psalm 109, verse 25. So what does David do? How does he pray when you have a wounded heart? I mean, going through a traumatic experience. By the way, let me remind you again. Lahat tayo dadaan tayo sa trauma balang araw. Eventually, it's just a matter of when. Now, verse 26, here's his prayer. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy. That's something you can pray. Lord, help me. That's a simple prayer request. But that's a powerful prayer request. That's what we should be praying for. Verse 27, that they may know that this is thy hand. Ano yung kilalanin mo ang kamay ng Diyos sa sitwasyon mo. You know, God did not originate sin and the consequences of sin and the sorrow that accompanies sin, but God allowed it to happen. It is. You know who the enemy is? You know who the one who inflicts the sin and sorrow? It's Satan. It's the devil. Is there a man in the Old Testament who experienced suffering without a cause because of the devil? Who is that? Job. And how many people have been helped by learning the principles in the book of Job? So I do believe pagkatapos ng Psalms, we will study the book of Job after Psalms. But here you have the same experience here. That they may know that this is thy hand. Ito ang kamay ng Diyos. Tandaan nyo, kung ano yung pagsubok na dumadaan sa buhay mo, nanggaling muna yan sa kamay ng Diyos. Now, hindi ko sinasabi, konsentador ang Diyos, kinukonsenta niya. No, pinapayagan niya para i-testing tayo. And God allows it to test us, do we see the hand of God on our life? Or do we just think, wow, this is random? This is something that caught God by surprise. He didn't know about this one. What a shock. What a surprise. Why? Why, Lord? I'm not saying you're in sin when you ask why, but make sure you ask why in faith, trusting Him. As you can't avoid asking why, that's natural. But don't be in sin. That thou, Lord, has done it. Thou, Lord, has done it. You did it. Let them curse, but bless thou. You see? Sige na sila, magmumura na sila. Pero ako, magbibless ako sa iyo, Lord. See that? When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. So, Lord, as they curse you, as they hate you, as they live in sin, I will not do that. I will love you. I will praise you. I will rejoice in you in the middle of my testings and trials. This is a prayer of a wounded heart. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. Sila nang malito, Lord. Ako, hindi ako malilito. Alam ko, Ikaw ang katastaasan. Iyong kamay ang nasa akin. Pupurihin kita. Kahit na yung sitwasyon ko ay napaka malala. Verse 30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise Him among the multitude, for He shall stand at the right hand. Tingnan mo itong pangako sa verse 31. Here's the promise. He shall stand at the right hand of the poor. Not just standing at the right hand of David, but at the right hand of all those who believe and trust in Jehovah God. All those who rely upon Him. By the way, malayo ba ang Diyos? Is God far? No, David says, He stands at your right hand. God is right next to you. He is right there at your right hand. This perspective, as you suffer, as you go through dark times, don't forget, God is beside you. To save him from those that condemn his soul. God is always willing and ready to help. And so these are the things that we can gain from the prayer of a fixed heart and the prayer of a wounded heart. Here's the lesson. We need to continually praise and thank Him and trust in Him in the middle of testings and trials. How are you doing on the test? Are you passing it? I hope you can, because He's our only hope. And He wants to give us hope and make us rejoice. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these precious, precious words. Pray, Father, that we would learn the joy of turning and trusting in you and relying on your strength and working things out that we cannot possibly work out. And ask that you would strengthen us, Lord, in our testings. Help us to pass the exams of testings and trials and trauma through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, meditating on His sufferings, seeing how He gained the victory for us and pleased you in the middle of suffering and learned obedience and learned so many things through suffering. Teach us, Lord, to suffer in a godly way to bring honor and glory to you. And we thank you that you're not too far from us. You're never too far from us. You're in our right hand. You stand right beside us, and we love you for it, Lord. Bless us, strengthen us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.